The Beis Yosef quotes in the name of the Avidraham that Asara B'Tevis is different than all the other fast days. That if it fell out on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to push it off Yom Acher. B'Bnei Shenemar Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh Kemo B'Yom HaKippurim. So he says that if Asara B'Tevis was on Shabbos, the simple reading of the drum is he's saying you would fast on Shabbos because you can't push it off. Because it says Ki Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh like Yom Kippur. And the Beis Yosef says, I don't know where he got this from. Interesting, if you look at the Lashon of the Avidram, Im HaYachol B'Shabbos, Lo HaYachol L'Chosu Yom Acher, you wouldn't be able to push it off. It doesn't actually say you're fasting on Shabbos. In fact, some Achronim point out, that's the pshat in the Avidram. The Avidram's chiddush is that Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh tells me I can't push it off. But of course, I'm not going to fast on Shabbos. I can't fast on Shabbos. But the chiddush is I'm not going to be not like Tisha B'Av and Yud Zayin Tammuz, or if I fast on Shabbos, I have to make it up on Sunday. If I don't fast on Shabbos, I make it up on Sunday. So that's the pshat. Other, you know, there's a famous pshat from Rav Chaim about, like Tainus Chalom, that just like we see, you can fast on Shabbos in a case where you can't. Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, he learns it means you can't push it off, and hence you have to fast. The Chasam Sofer has a different pshat about only fast on Sarah Sida. However, it's interesting as well, another pshat from the Or Sameach, or Meir Simcha HaKohen. So he wants to say as follows, we know there are four fast days, and the Navi tells us, Som HaRevi, Som HaChamishi, B'Som HaShvi, Som Yehel Masasim L'Simcha. So the Gemara goes to the different levels. Originally, they were all fast days, they were Chova, at some point they became a Simcha. When the Beis HaMikdash was built, and now no Beis HaMikdash, no religious persecution, Ratzu Matanim, Ratzu Matanim. So there's an interesting Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam that points out that originally all the fast days had a din of like Tisha B'Av. In other words, it started the night before, and you had all the different Inuya, but it was something that Rov HaTzibur, most of the Tzibur can't deal with Tisha B'Av, so it's certainly not going to have four of them. So therefore, we're lenient on the other ones, with no Inuya, and we begin during the day. That's how the Ramban writes. So, there are some quotes that relieve the Mabit, in the Kiryat Sefer, he always has original thoughts. He says, no, what's the pshat? So he says, we know this halacha, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. You can't have a tainus on Shabbos. So going to the Rashba, maybe it's a din d'oraisa. If not like the Rashba, at least it's a bitul of oneg Shabbos. So the Mabe wants to point out, or Sameach points out, that when you violate this, the din of fasting on Shabbos only applies if you're fasting the whole day. Meaning, it means if you're fasting during the day, but one can eat at night. That Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh means Be'tzumo Shoyom, starting from the morning, that's when the fast day is. But you can, therefore, if you eat at night, it's not a Yom Tainus. In fact, that's what the Meshech Chochma, the Or Sameach, wants to say with the Chiddush here is, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh is explaining, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh is telling me, no, that Asara B'Tevis HaYom Meshuna Mishar Taniyos. Why? For one, you can't push it off, but Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh Kebo B'Yom HaKippurim, that it says, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh is only in the Yitzumo Shel Yom. By all the other fast days, they originally had the Dinam at night, and then Bizman HaZeh, it's only a minute, so we don't keep it. But Asara B'Tevis was different. They never instituted a fast at night. And therefore, for the 24, so the other fast days, so therefore really Meikra did, it's all 24 hours. Obviously you can't have them on Shabbos. But since it's Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, of course by Yom Kippur it's also Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, and we do fast, it's a separate halacha. But it's not totally, it's compared to Yom Kippur that you could, that you could fast for a different reason. Yom Kippur you could fast, it's Tarais, so maybe other reasons. Here is Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, that even originally the institution of fasting was only during the day, not at night, so you always can eat at night. So therefore, if you eat Friday night, so therefore you no longer have a din of a tainus. That's why it's a shiloh of saying, Anenu b'yom som tanitzeno. How could you say it's a yom tainus on Shabbos? So therefore, it's not a yom tainus because you're eating at night, and therefore that's why that's the kiddush of the Avid drum according to Or Sameach, together with the Mabit. That the Etzem Hayom Hazeh tells me there's only dinner fasting during the day, so if you're eating and therefore there is no Isser at night, so therefore you are eating Friday night, so it's not a problem of fasting on Shabbos, you don't have a dinner Matayin, and therefore that's the Chiddush David Drum, that you could fast only Asar B'Tavish, you could fast on Shabbos, because all the other ones are 24 hours in theory, but now, but Asar B'Tev was always only the Etzem Hayom Hazeh from Alos HaShachar.